From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says that Britain remaining in the European Union is good for both Britain and the United States. Speaking at a news conference after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Mr. Obama said Britain being part of the EU helps to spread values that both Britain and the U.S. hold across the continent.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom, and that ends up being good for America.
Mr. Obama also expressed his belief that a strong UK-US relationship brings stronger security.
When the US and the UK stand together, we make our countries more secure, we make our people more prosperous, and we make the world safer and better.
The two leaders also discussed the European migrant crisis, the war in Syria, the stability of the Middle East, and the fight against the so-called Islamic State. Leaders from as many as 170 nations gathered in New York Friday to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement works to limit global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. It also lays out a roadmap for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and mitigating the effects of a warming planet. This is VOA News. Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died, but authorities caution that the results might not be available for weeks. The 57-year-old artist was found dead Thursday in an elevator at the Paisley Park Studios complex where he lived outside the northern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Carver County Sheriff Jim Olson told reporters during a news conference Friday, there is no reason to suspect suicide in the musician's death. Deputies found Prince unresponsive Thursday night and pronounced him dead after attempts to revive him failed. As the world mourned the loss of this beloved performer, VOA's Laritza Hoek reports that in the wake of his death, Prince is being praised for his innovative music style and his role as humanitarian.
Purple Rain, the title song of Prince's 1984 album and movie, remains his signature work. The album has sold 20 million copies worldwide and is regularly ranked as one of the best of all time. U.S. civil rights activist Al Sharpton was among the first to point out that Prince was a humanitarian as well as a musician.
I think that millions of people of all races and backgrounds are sad today with the sudden loss of a true Prince who really was a king.
At the news of his death Thursday, fans gathered outside Prince's home and studio near Minneapolis. Vigils and memorial services are being held around the country. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is purchasing 32 tons of a key component in the development of atomic weapons from Iran in a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. The U.S. Departments of Energy and State confirmed Friday the purchase of heavy water, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The plan was announced as U.S., Iranian, and other officials met in Vienna to discuss implementation of the nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. NATO and Russia held their first dialogue in 2 years this week. The meeting among ambassadors of the alliance and Russia in Brussels Wednesday failed to produce agreements, but analysts say it has raised hope that Russia may be making a new effort to emerge from isolation following its annexation of Crimea and support for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. Russia is still under sanctions from the United States and other members of NATO, which called on Russian forces to stop their actions to destabilize eastern Ukraine and protested the annexation. At the meeting, officials gave no indication that Russia is ready. From Washington, I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.